I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network, and it's a pleasure to welcome Bob Zimmerman of Behind the Black. He keeps the website Behind the Black because we're going from the surface of the planet Earth at Texas, Boca Chica, up into the stratosphere and then back down. And Bob, a very good evening to you. Back down is the problem, is the mystery. Starship 11 looked really good. I watched the video that you provide on your site until the picture froze and something happened. What do we know about Starship 11's almost success? Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, John. Well, just a quick recap. SpaceX is trying to develop a completely reusable heavy lift rocket that would be as powerful as the Saturn V rocket, but completely reusable. Both its first stage, called Super Heavy, and its upper stage, which would fly into orbit, deliver payloads, would also come back to Earth, both landing vertically like Falcon 9's first stage, and be able to fly once again. Well, they're in the very early development stages, but in the way SpaceX functions, they cut a lot of metal, they build a lot of stuff, they fly, and they're not afraid to crash it or explode it in the process of trying to engineer and redesign this stuff, figure it out. And so the 11th prototype of Starship, that upper stage, was put on the launch pad, and this week they attempted a short flight. This is the fourth time they've done this with a Starship prototype, and they flew it up to about 6 miles, about 35,000 feet. And then what they're testing is the ability for it to turn on its side and come down through the atmosphere with its flaps and fins controlling it, kind of like the shuttle on its side. And then when it gets close to the ground, the fins and its attitude jets would be able to bring it upright, vertical, so it can land vertically like the Falcon 9 first stage. And so the last three flights, they had a problem at landing all three times. Though the third one did land successfully, but then exploded about 10 minutes later because the landing was hard and there was damage, and that led to a tank failing. Well, so the 11th prototype flew this week, and it was a cloudy launch. So the video that you looked at, John, and that's available, doesn't show very much, unfortunately. And as you pointed out, the cameras on Starship number 11 themselves shut down at 5 minutes and 49 seconds into the flight, which is just before it was going to land. And what we know from Elon Musk is that there was a failure when the engines lit for landing and apparently an explosion, and it crashed. As Musk said later in a tweet, at least the crater is in the right place, which means it was right over the launch pad. Once again, they've been always over the launch pad, so their technology is at least bringing them back to where they're supposed to be. Quoting Elon Musk, looks like an engine 2 had issues on ascent on the way up and didn't reach operating chamber pressure during the landing burn. Anyway, something happened there, and it might have been an explosion because there's indications that some debris blew a distance away from the pad. Anyway, so that's the story. Prototype number 15, that's skipping 12, 11, 12, 13, and 14 because those prototypes were in construction and they had decided on so many changes in design that they disassembled them, and they skipped right ahead to 15 with new designs. So the prototype 15 is going to move to the launch pad any day now, and they'll be ready to fire it. Whether they will be able to fire it, John, is the next question.
Bob, I want to ask what I saw on the video.
Sure.
We're inside the Starship. We're inside it, and we're watching three engines on the ascent stage, all three engines firing. Those three engines are all, each of them is called a Raptor engine. The eventual Starship, how many will there be? 9, 10, 11? How many?
The number varies depending on where they are in development, but it's ranging in the numbers of, I've heard 8 to 9. Yes, that's the numbers I've heard. And the Super Heavy first stage, the numbers have ranged from, like, I've heard 24 to 35 engines, depending on how the design plays out in development. And remember, we're only in development
for
the prototypes. But, yeah, so there's going to be a lot of engines there. But, you know, once again, SpaceX coordinates 9 engines on the Falcon 9 and actually works fine. And in fact, it's a nice redundancy because when an engine doesn't quite work right, there are 800 engines to pick up the slack, and there have been a handful of flights in the 100-plus Falcon 9 launches where one engine didn't quite work as right, but the payload got to orbit.
What I saw also on the way up, at one point, the announcer, and they all have that dry voice that we're used to, a non-passionate voice of an announcer, said, "We're about to cut out engine 2, and then one of the engines stopped firing. On the way down, there were no engines firing because they're gliding down, and then they're going to light up just one engine to land? Are they going to land on...
In this case, the previous landing, they only lit one engine as planned, and actually, and it landed hard. And so the decision was to try to light more 3 engines as they came down and immediately down select to 1. They don't need all 3 engines firing. It's too much power. This is a very powerful engine. But they want to make sure if they only lit one engine, there was a problem, they'd be in trouble, which is what happened the last time. So this time they were going to light all 3 engines and then down select to the best one right away. And something at that moment went wrong, and we don't know exactly what yet.
Right, we don't know. We will learn. Now, Bob, because Starship is a centerpiece, I mean, it looks spectacular. I got to say, as an amateur, Bob, this is exactly what Buck Rogers wants a Starship to look like. However, this time, unlike the Buck Rogers series, where they just take off anytime they want and fly to Mars, this time there's interface, I'm being polite, Bob, with regulators. And there was a story earlier this week on Behind the Black, your website, about the delay in Starship 11 because of a regulator. What do we know happened?
Well, okay, it's an interesting dynamic that has significantly changed with the regulatory agent, the FAA, that regulates commercial space. This change occurred almost to the moment we had a change in administrations when Trump was out and Biden was in. Prior to that, the FAA did everything it could to work with the new space companies, especially SpaceX, to impede their progress as little as possible, and it definitely kept itself in the back. It didn't want to interfere significantly because it's not the expert and it doesn't know what's going on. It can't really regulate heavily. It's not the engineers building this thing. But since the Biden administration has taken over, there's been a change. And so, for example, this week, they initially thought they were gonna launch on Friday of last week. There was issues, so they didn't launch. And they told the FAA inspector, who now the FAA, since Biden took power, there must be an FAA inspector on site when Starship launches. I don't know what this guy will do. He'll sit there and watch. He can't do anything. And so he wasn't. They told him they weren't going to try to launch on Monday, so he didn't fly. He went home. And then on Sunday, SpaceX said, well, yeah, we're going to try to launch tomorrow. And they let him know, and he wasn't able to get out there by Monday. And so Monday morning, they had to scrub the launch because he wasn't there. And he got there so they could do the launch the next day, and they launched it. So that's the first thing. I mean, his presence delayed the launch, and his presence was really irrelevant. It's not going to accomplish anything. He's basically sitting there twiddling thumbs and just making a government presence official. Now, since the failure at landing, which I point out is the fourth, and which SpaceX has all the engineering desire to find out exactly what went wrong as quickly as possible to fix, and has a track record of fixing these things routinely, FAA now is announcing itself in a statement, and this is not putting itself in the background, this is putting it in the foreground. It's going to oversee the mishap investigation of this anomaly, it calls it. And it's going to approve the final investigation report and any corrective actions SpaceX must take. Now, this puts them in a position of power. It's a power grab.
Right. Right.
You know, SpaceX has, you know, they're building this ship to make money. They're not going to sell any customers if it crashes all the time. So they have an incentive to build it right. But the government's now sticking its nose in. And the Democrats who control the White House and Congress right now like to do this. They like to use the government as a tool to control people. And I would tell you right now that I would expect under their control in the White House, the FAA is now going to cause SpaceX grief during this investigation.
Bob Zimmerman. Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black, Starship number 11. Look good, and then we'll find out. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.